me and embraces the tumultuary and thinks, oh, now my life is successful. If Radhika tastes some tumble that has been chewed by me, my remnants, then tasting this, she becomes completely, almost unconscious in frame. So Krishna realized, although I am attracted to Radhika's form, Radhika's taste, Radhika's sound, Radhika's touch, she becomes more maddened than I do, not even in relation to me, but in relation to things that are even similar to me, like the sound of the breeze, the color of a tamal tree, the taste of my remnants, and so on. So, on the one hand, I find that she must be hundreds of times more qualified than I am. So, which should mean that I become more maddened by seeing her than she becomes maddened at seeing me. But the opposite is true. She becomes hundreds of times more maddened on seeing me, hearing me, and so on, than I do when I meet with her. And so this is the second irreconcilable contradiction. As Krishna began to ponder this, then he realized something. He thought, there must be something about me that I don't know. Something that she knows. And how does she know it? He realized that beauty...
Oh, you should come to point, you should clear first Radhaya Pranamahima, and then this. Oh, you are what? Longing it. So come to the point. What is the glory of Radhika Prem?
So, coming back to the first point, Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima. Radhika, he thinks that when we are together, at that time, Radhika, her prema is so high. She has Madana Ki Mahabhav, praying by Chitra, many moods. She can faint, crying, Krishna, where are you? Krishna, where are you? Even when she's sitting in my lap. I don't have such prema. So, when Krishna meets together with Radharani, he sees that she becomes completely absorbed. This is called the Swasamvedya Dasha of Radhika's Madanakya Mahabhav. Swasamvedya Dasha means that Radhika's Anurag becomes the object of its own experience. In that stage, who is the object of the love and who is the lover, she forgets. And only the intense taste of that love remains. So that is called the Swasamvedya Dasha of Radhika's Madanakya Mahabhav. Krishna cannot understand it. Radhika herself said, Na so ramana na hama ramani dui manu manubhav peshla jani. It is not that he is my beloved and I am his lover. I completely forget everything. So seeing this, not being able to understand it, Sri Krishna thought, I want to know what is the mahima, the greatness and the deepness of Radhika's love.
Then second point.
Second point.
Very good.
We described how I am only taking the remnant of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who directly explained why these two irreconcilable contradictions. Krishna realized there's something in him that he doesn't know. And he also realized that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. If any devotee sees Krishna, they think he's beautiful. But if Kamsa will see Krishna, then how does he feel? He thinks that it is not beautiful. So how one sees beauty, how one relishes sweetness, depends on how much love you have. So who has the most love? Radhika. So Krishna said to himself, Ei prema dware nitya Radhika ekali Amara madhuryam rita Ashwade sokale. Only Radhika, by the greatness of her love, which is the first thing, she has the power to fully taste my sweetness. So there's a connection between the first and second one. Without knowing the greatness of Radharani's love, then Krishna will not have the ability to realize his own sweetness. So Krishna was thinking, how, when Radhika sees me, how does she see me? So in this description, Krishna asked Kaviraj Goswami, he said, Krishna was thinking, oh, aksham vatam palamidam naparam vidama sakya kusunanu viveshaya dhurvayasyai. In the stage of Purva Rag, before I met together with Radharani, when in the morning I used to go into the forest surrounded by my friends playing on the flutes, and she was in any hiding place and looking at me, and I used to look back at her. I know how I felt when I looked at her, but how she felt when she saw me at that time in the stage of Purvarag? I don't know. Then Krishna was thinking, Atatiyat Bhavan Anikananam Truti Yugayate Tvamapasyatam. At the time of Rasalila, when I disappeared, and gopis were weeping in separation, and they remembered how in the evening I would return to the village, and they would look at me, but then what happened? Their eyes would blink, and they would curse Lord Brahma. Brahma, you don't know how to create. You're not Rasik. Why did you make gopis with eyelids? How eager they were to see me in that mood. So when Krishna comes back at the end of the day, this is called the special type of meeting. And so Krishna's thinking, how? Radhika sees me in different times, different kinds of meeting. Then Krishna thought, Gopyasta Krishna Mukalabhyatya Adhavishnam Yat Prakshaneda Shubhashmatikam Shubhanti. At that time, when I left Vrindavan and then I came to Kurukshetra, all the gopis came to Kurukshetra. When Radharani saw me then, how did she see me? This is called Samridhiman Samvog. When he comes home in the evening from grazing cows, that is called Sampanna Samvog. In Venu Geet, that is a Purvarag. So Krishna was thinking, Radhika saw me in so many different ways, through so many different types of love. How did she relish my sweetness at that time? I want to know. Then, thirdly, Sokyam Tasya Vadanubhavata Kirdisham Veti Lobhat.
But not clear. Sit down. After that, you have to. I will clear it. After that. After that, what he has told after that.
So Krishna was thinking, isn't it like Prabhuji said, my beauty is revealed according to the darshan of the devotee. Krishna promises, I reciprocate according to the devotee's surrender to me. Therefore, Srimani Radhika, she has the topmost affection for Sri Krishna. Therefore, no one has darshan of Sri Krishna like she does. Therefore, Sri Krishna's complete qualities, his complete opulence, his complete beauty, his complete strength, all his six opulences are manifested by Srimati Radhika. Therefore, Krishna is thinking, how can I taste myself completely only if I get the mood of Parashakti Sri Radha? Just like this, you can see the sun by the sunlight. In the same way, Krishna was thinking, how I can taste my complete beauty? I cannot taste it by taking shelter of the mood of any other devotee. Only if I take shelter of the mood of Srimati Radhika, then I can taste my beauty completely. Therefore, that was the second desire. How I can taste my own complete sweetness. And thirdly, what happiness? Swadhyo yana bhuta mudamakiti sauvan. Sokyam chasyad mat anubhavata. What anubhav, what realization of happiness Srimati Radhika has in my service and my darshan, how I can taste that. Therefore, we are hearing that Sri Krishna, he has a certain type of happiness as Bhagavan, but that is not comparable to the happiness of the devotees. Especially the ecstasies of Srimati Radhika. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tried to taste them, we hear in the Gambira, sometimes Mahaprabhu would become 20 feet long. Sometimes he would become compressed like a pumpkin or a tortoise. We never hear of Srimati Radhika becoming like that because she has so much power to tolerate the feelings of love for Sri Krishna. Therefore, Krishna thought, when I taste something, Krishna has a limit up to Mahabhav. But Srimati Radhika, her prem, her happiness has no limit because she goes up to Mahabhav. So what happiness she feels at that time when she serves me, Krishna was thinking, how I can taste that? The only way I can taste these three desires is to completely take the mood and the complexion of Srimati Radhika. Some people might say, well, Krishna could have taken the mood. What is the need of taking the complexion of Srimati Radhika? And Asya Gogamaj described every mood as a color. For example, in material life, when you become angry, you become red. When you become worried, what's he thinking? And what's he speaking about? Then you look like Buddha's complexion. When you become fearful, you become white. Therefore, Madanaki Mahabhav has a color, and that color is no different than the bhav. Therefore, only taking the bhav of Srimati Radhika, Krishna would not be completely satisfied. Therefore, he also took the complexion of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, for these three desires, these are the primary reasons of the descent of Sri Krishna in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this morning, Gurudev was saying, Pujapad Ashram Maharaj asked the question, well, Krishna could taste everything in Goloka Vrindavan. What need did he come to descend to this world? And Guru Maharaj said, because he is very, very merciful. Guru Maharaj one time explained, even when you go to a long place for a picnic, the main reason you still could go there is to eat. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here, his main reason was not to give mercy. His main reason was to taste these three greeds. But as a concomitant factor, he distributed that mercy to everyone. Therefore, Krishna was thinking, for a long time, since the last day of Lord Brahma, I have not shown this prema to the world. Therefore, we are hearing from Srila Gurudev, many, many incarnations came since that time, Brahma, Matsya, Kurma, Nasringadev. They came and they gave something. Even Sri Krishna came and showed that prema, but did not distribute it. Only in a very enclosed circle in Vrindavan then that prema was distributed. But who could catch that prema? In Vrindavan, pretty much all those devotees were southern sitters anyway. Never how the Jesus of the world could taste that happiness of Raja prema, that was the second reason of the descent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometimes I remember when Srila Gurudev would first preach around the world, and there was so much opposition. Oh, why is he talking about Raghunuga Bhakti? Why is he talking about the shelter and the glories of Srimati Radhika? And Guru Maharaj says, because Raghunuga Bhakti is only practiced in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. If you don't want to hear it, maybe you're in the wrong Sampradaya, you should go down to South India and take initiation in the Sri Ramanuja Sampradaya. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Bhakti he distributed, what is that? That is Raghunuga Bhakti. Which type of Raghunuga Bhakti? Those that follow the Ragatmik Jan, Isti Sarisika Raga Parama Reshtatata. The rag, or the attachment for Krishna that is present in the eternal associates of the Bhagavan, that is called Ragatmik. What to speak of Srimati Radhika, Lalita, and the Gopis, the Sakas, Nandababa, and Yasoda. Ragatmik Bhakti is also present in Hanuman. Ragatmik Bhakti is also present in JVJ. Ragatmik Bhakti is present in the associates of all the incarnations. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never came to distribute that type of Ragatmik Bhakti. Mahaprabhu said, Ragatmik Shrestha Vrajavasik Jan, Thalasune Lukta Hoi Dhar Bhagavan. Of all, in Mahaprabhu's instructions to Sri Sanatana Goswami, Mahaprabhu said, of all types of Ragatmik Bhakti, the topmost Ragatmik Bhakti is found within the residence of Sri Vrindavan. And whoever hears of that and develops a greed to follow in the footsteps of those Ragatmik devotees, they are called Sri Raganugas. Anugaman. Those who follow Anugaman, the Rag of the Eternal Associates in Goloka Vrindavan, they are called Raganuga. Therefore, the second primary reason of the descent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not just to spread Harinam Sankirtan, not just to get people to give up eating onion and garlic. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's main reason for the descent in this world was to distribute Raganuga Bhakti that followed in the footsteps of the Brijvasis. And of all the Brijvasis, who is the topmost? That is Srimati Radhika. Therefore, to follow the maidservants or to follow those who serve the feet of Srimati Radhika, that is the main reason of the descent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Thank you. Very good. Prem Prayojan. More something. What you want to say. About this.
So the third reason, Srila Sarvabhaumara in his Sarvabhaumara Goswami in his Kharacha, he wrote Saukyam Chasya Madanubhavataha Vibhishan Vaiti Lok Bhakti. See Krishna. He had agreed to realize the happiness that Srimati Radhika feels. Why? He was contemplating to himself. Actually, there are great sages like Bharat Muni and Vatsyayan Muni. They have written books about love between male and female. And they have given the conclusion that in the love affair between male and female, both of them enjoy equally. But I think that Bharat Muni doesn't know my Vrindavan. Because in my Vrindavan, I know for sure that when I meet with Radhika, even though I become very happy, even though I'm overjoyed, she feels 10 million times more happiness than I feel. And when, after our pastimes together, I behold the beautiful form of Srimati Radhika, I think, what happiness does she feel? And my heart becomes very, very greedy for that. I want to taste that. So we see that many times in Sri Krishna Leela, Sri Krishna had some opportunity to try. He tried to understand Radhika's feeling. He tried to taste his own sweetness. For example, during Rasa Leela, Sri Krishna hid from the gopis. And from his hiding place, he was watching Radhika as she was speaking, opening her heart, expressing her love. Yat te sujata charanam guruham staneshu vitashanai priyadadima hikarkasheshu. O Krishna, I very carefully hold your lotus feet upon my heart so that you will not feel any pain. Krishna was seeing this. He thought, how deep is this love? How can I understand it? Sometimes in Krishna Leela, Krishna would disguise himself. For example, once Krishna disguised himself as a demigoddess and came to the house of Srimati Radhika in Yavat and was rolling on the floor crying. Radharani said, why are you crying? Tell me, I'm your good friend. She said, Krishna said in disguise, during your Rasa Leela, I was flying in the sky and I was watching and I saw how that person, Krishna, do you know what he did? Even though you gave your whole life, you surrendered everything to him, he just left you and broke your heart. How can you love such a person? Your heart is so pure, how can you love such a person? So I cannot stay alive. Radharani said, okay, I trust you, so I'll open my heart and I'll tell you how I feel about Sri Krishna. And Radharani began to explain the nature of her love. So in many ways, Krishna tried to discover how deep is Radharani's love and how sweet he is. One time, Sri Krishna, when he was in Dwarka, Purnamasi Devi, she wrote a drama, she wrote a play. And Gandharvas, the demigods from heaven, they came to perform this play. And one Gandharva was dressed as Krishna. And he came on the stage playing Krishna in Vrindavan. And Sri Krishna, from his royal box, he looked and he became stunned. He forgot who he was. He thought, what am I, a prince, watching a dramatist playing the role of a coward boy on the stage? Or am I that coward boy on the stage doing this performance? I don't know. But when I see the beauty of this sham-complexioned boy with peacock feather in his hair, I impetuously wish to embrace him, just like Srimati Radhika. So in the course of Radha and Krishna's pastimes, Krishna felt many times the desire to know the depth of Radhika's love and to taste his own sweetness and to experience the happiness that she feels. But he could not. Krishne Ramaduri Krishne Upajoya Lok Samyak Ashwardite Nahe Rahimanek Shok. It is said that Krishna's beauty, his sweetness, is so sweet. He has four maduris that no incarnation has. Venu Maduri, the sweetness of his flute playing. Leela Maduri, the sweetness of his Leela. Prema Maduri, the sweetness of the love of his associates. And Rupa Maduri, the sweetness of his form. These are exclusive to Krishna, no one else has them. And when Sri Krishna sees a reflection of his own beauty or someone simply imitating him, then a greed to taste that awakens in his heart. But samyak ashwadite nahi rahimanik chok, because he cannot fully taste it, then his heart feels some distress. So Gurudev gave an example. Once there was a man in a boat and he was thinking, how deep is the river here? So he took a stick. So he took one stick and he began to put the stick in the water like this, and he thought, but he couldn't feel the bottom, so he reached over a bit further and a bit further, and then he slipped and he fell in the river head first. So like this, Krishna was like that. Srila Gurudev explained, he was trying to see how deep is Radhika, how deep is it, and he became so absorbed in that endeavor that he had to appear in this world as Satchinandan Gohari. Sri Satchinandan Gohari ki jai.
Thank you. So, Radhika Prem is so highest in Srimati Radhika that any gopi has told, Anaya Radhito Nunang Bhagavan Hari Rishwara Janno Bihaya Govinda Preet Jam Anarat Raha. Oh, any of the gopis like Lalita or Vipaksha Sakhi Chandravali, oh, they are telling, Anaya Radhito, this very lady who is going with Krishna alone, Krishna is taking sometimes in his lap, oh, she must be done, he has done aradhana to Narayan. Hari, I bet that is why, oh, Krishna has stolen her and taking in the lap he is going. So this Radhika, love is so highest. So how it was, Krishna wanted to establish it. And in Rasleela Rasli, he did for this, to glorify Radhika more than other gopis. For gopis he told, Napare ham nirvadya sanjuja. Oh, I cannot repay, O gopis. I cannot love you as you love in akhand way.
Undivided way.
My love and affection is distributed to so many places. But you have left for me your husbands, your chastity, your everything, your houses and everything. So I cannot repay. But especially for Radhika, Anaya Radhito. So he did Ras only to glorify Radhika, highest prem. So in Ras Leela, Braja Bipine Jamuna Rakule, Arambhila Ras, Gopi Ganeshange, you, Janova. Come forward.
Thank you.
so many reasons that Krishna came in the form of Sachinandan Gaurhari. Jada jadahi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthanam madharmasya tadatmanam sijamyaham parintranaya sadhunan vinashaya cha
duskritan
dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavan. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took birth, the
situation
of India was very, very bad, especially in Bengal. All you to eat meat, drink, even they used to give sacrifice of a man taking marijuana, ganja bhang of him, and keeping blood in
a
the
skull
of a dead person. They were worshipping
Kali,
demigods like Kali and Durga and others. Even they used to give marriage to
cat
and she cat. One cat his, she cat his. And lakhs and lakhs dollars used to
spend
for this. A big band, elephant and camels and all by a good procession, drinking, they used to
dancing,
make a procession, and they used to go there and to marry his billa, male cat to she cat. And thousand person used to take that thing. Meat, eggs, wine, and others. Brahmins, Dhanna Bhakti, Vishnu Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti, they used to
meditate
about Brahma or anything else. Not bhakti was there. In this way, Yuga Dharma came. But you should know, Yuga Dharma was name preaching. But this name preaching, easily Advaitacharya, incarnation of Krishna, can do it. So Krishna is not needed to come.
Establish Yuga Dharma.
So real dharma was what? Oh, this rag, nuga bhakti. This. To establish this, Yuga Dharma. Advaitacharya can, his Vishnu ke?
Sadashiv
Vishnu. In any way he can give something, that gopi prem, that highest class prem. But not fully this Braj prem, Ekala Krishna can give, only one Krishna. So at that time, the period came for Yugdhar establishing. Also, at that time, you know, Advaitacharya was seeing all this condition of world. And then he took tulsi leaf
and
offered to Shalagram Shila. And he did a promise that, O Prabhu, O Krishna, if you will not come yourself, and establish this high class of Raganuga Bhakti. Then I will cut all the heads of all persons. So it was not necessary that when Krishna will come to this world as the form of, in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he decided to fulfill the desire of Advaitacharya, I must come this time. It may be that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have come in the last of Kali Yuga. But he came first in this period, in the beginning of Kali. And that is why he preached everywhere Krishna name. Not only Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem, in the thread of Krishna Prem, all names. And he paraila
sabarish.
The specialties of his name preaching was with love and affection. So, this was second reason. And third reason, more prominent. Anarpit charing chirat karunya vaturna kalu. Samarpaitum unnotajval rasang sa bhakti sriyam. Hari hapur sundar dyut kadamba sandipita. Sadaridaya kandare spuratme sachinandana. For long, long time, what has not been given in a Brahma day, after one day of Brahma, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he gave, but now so many things has been turned out. All has forgotten this. So, out of mercy, he came to give unnat ujjval rasang sa bhakti sriyam. What is unnat ujjval ras? Parakiya mood.
Paramour mood.
But parakiya mood, what is in Radhika, it cannot be given. So what? Unnata rasa
svabhakti
sriyam. Svabhakti means, sva means Radhika. Radhika's mood. And it's Radhika mood's beauty. What is that beauty? Like a creeper. If a creeper has no leaves and flowers, no beauty. So in a creeper, if there are so many green leaves covered, and so beautiful flowers are in them, especially manjaris. And when air comes, and then manjari what do? This is the sweet taste of that manjari. That mood. What is that? Srimati Radhika's lady devotees. Who especially Roop Manjari mood valli. So, to distribute this Raganuga mood, that is the mood of Roop Manjari. A Jew can only
attend that.
Achieves, not more than that. All the Jivas have adhikar, quality.
Qualification.
Only to this. They will not be Lalita Vishakha like. Only this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mercifully, he came to distribute. This was one of the main reasons. But here, Krishna Das Kaviraj is telling, by the mercy of Rupa Goswami, he is telling, ও নাম প্রেম প্রচারিত এই অবতার ইহ সত্য ইট ইজ ট্রু দ্যাট চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু কেম টু প্রিচ নাম অ্যান্ড প্রেম অ্যান্ড অলসো হি কেম টু ডিস্ট্রিবিউট দ্যাট গোপী মুড রূপমঞ্জরি মুড ইট ইজ ট্রু বট ও দিজ আর বহিরঙ্গ These are not internal. What is that internal? Purve jeno prithivare bhar harivare krishna avatirna haila shastre te pachare swayam bhagavaner karma nahe bhar haran sthiti karta vishnu karan jagat palan telling krishna das kaviraj goswami when krishna came to this world to take the burden of prithvi by how? Oh, killing so many demons. So many demons in Mahabharata, in boyhood, Putana, Aghasur, Bakasur, and so many. In Dwarka, oh, so many demons. And in battle, oh, both sides, all demons were killed. And in the end, In Dwarka, when he came, Brahma came to him. Oh, your purpose of coming to this world has been finished. Please come to, return back to your
abode,
Golok Vrindavan. And in the way you should also
visit our
Brahmalok. Krishna told, I have finished all these things, but yet something. And what that is? Oh, Dwarka, Pradyumna,
Aniruddha,
Satyaki, and all my Jadubansi are very powerful. Even demigods cannot
defeat them.
If after my going they will be remain here, then there will be more burden on this earth. So, I have thought it. Reason how to take them away. So reason is coming on that Durvasa and other rishis has given
course
that from the Ombops
Sambo
a musal will come
club
and that will be the reason of
destroy of Yadu dynasty.
So When Krishna heard, we should give up this Dwarka and come to any secret place. And they went to
Prabhas.
And there they did archan and puja Brahman, Vaishnava, and so many fire sacrifices. But in the end they took
Rice wine.
And then what became? They began to fight each other. Even they wanted to kill Krishna and Baladev. But what became? They were finished. And Krishna also, an arrow of
Hunter.
He also left his body. It is written outwardly in Mahabharata. But you should know that it was magic of Krishna. He wanted to take his all associate to Golok Vrindavan and do those who came from Swarga, heaven, they should to heaven. And those who have come from Vaikuntha, they should return back to Vaikuntha. And those who have come from Golok Vrindavan, they should come with me there. So strictly he did so. So